from Tidbits on December 16th, 2013. This is Tidbits 2013 Holiday Hiatus by Adam C. Angst. It's interesting how, even in these modern times when many people barely venture outside on a daily basis, much less concern themselves with the passing seasons, we still live our lives largely on cycles drawn from planetary interactions with the sun and moon. The internet knows no winter, spring, summer, or fall, and yet it always feels like we're racing to finish before some indefinable end this time of year. Of course, there is no end in sight, and nothing to finish that won't spring back to life soon enough, merely a brief holiday pause in the everyday frenzy of technology. But pause we will as holiday celebrations approach, and that makes this the final issue of Tidbits for 2013. Overall, 2013 was a good year for us, bolstered by the generous support of over 2,500 Tidbits members, who stood behind our belief that community-supported content really can work for smaller publications. And, of course, we're eternally grateful to the corporate sponsors who have long provided our core funding, especially current long-term sponsors CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Avatron Software, and Aspire Media. Tanya and I are equally thankful for the highly capable and amiable assistance of Josh Centers, Michael Cohen, Joe Kissel, Agen Schmitz, Jeff Carlson, Glenn Fleischman, Matt Newberg, Rich Mogul, Mark Anbinder, and Bruce Dumas, along with the many Take Control authors and editors. This year saw some major changes in our staff, with newcomer Josh taking up the managing editor reins and becoming a daily fixture in our email and chat streams. Another changing of the guard, Glenn passed most of his technical responsibilities on to Bruce, who we found via happy coincidence when Michael heard we were looking for a Perl expert to wrangle our homegrown Tidbits publishing system. The funding from the Tidbits membership program enabled us to commission a number of articles this year, and our thanks to those who broadened and strengthened the voice of Tidbits, including Jeff Duncan, Jeff Porton, Chris Armstrong, Alicia Katz-Pollock, Stephen Aquino, David Rabinowitz, Marshall Clow, and Steve McCabe. Our appreciation also goes out to the indefatigable volunteers who translate Tidbits into Dutch and Japanese each week, to those who leave comments on articles and participate in Tidbits Talk, and to everyone who carves out precious time to read what we write. Thank you, one and all, and may all your holiday wishes come true. As is our custom, we're taking the final 2 weeks of the year off from publishing the email issue of Tidbits so we can spend more time with family and friends, reflect on the past year, rest up a bit, and look forward to whatever excitement Apple and the rest of the technology industry have in store for us in 2014. Although many of us will be offline for large portions of the next few weeks, be sure to stop by the Tidbits website, read along in the free Tidbits News app on your iOS device, or subscribe to our RSS, Twitter, or Facebook feeds for news, extra bits, links, and watchlist items, and other articles we can't resist posting over the holiday break. Tidbits Talk discussions will continue as well, although undoubtedly at a more relaxed pace. The next email issue of Tidbits will come out on January 6th, 2014. See you then. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Avatron Software, and Aspire Media. If you like listening to articles, please visit our podcast page on iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and truly, thank you for reading Tidbits. It makes a big difference to us to know that there's people out there who appreciate what we do. Have a good year.